Well, you've run out of cat food, so you jump in the car, and 15 minutes later, as you rush in, you find Shadow snacking on your laptop cord. Luna and Bella are playing with toilet paper roll. It's all over the house. Milo is knocking your cat figurines collection off the shelf, and Captain Snuggles purrs and smiles at you. Ah, you must have gone crazy. Well, yeah, with five cats, what were you thinking? Hey, no worries! Cats can physically make something that looks like a smile with their mouth and jaws. The corners of their lips pull up, and you can even see the teeth in that grin. Now, they don't do it in response to your funny joke or to express happiness, though. Cats smile when they smell something interesting or unpleasant in the air. They have an extra receptor that lets them sense things humans can't. It could be pheromones other cats leave behind to mark their territory. They can also do it near the food bowl to check the air and see if the food is safe to eat. A cat traps the invisible particles in the air with its tongue and moves them to the roof of its mouth to be analyzed by that extrasensory receptor. It curls its lips, tilts the head, and squints its eyes. Together, all of it looks like a feline smile. Some cats even have a permanent smile because of the shape of their mouth. In that case, the smile has no secret meaning at all. Cats have other ways than a smile to express happiness and affection physically. One of them is known as slow blinking, or a cat kiss. The real feline equivalent of smiling is narrowing their eyes and giving you a half-closed stare. In the cat world, this is the highest form of trust. If they are ready to close their eyes in your presence, it means they know you are absolutely no threat to them. When they do it, they expect you to smile back at them, their way, to show them you feel the same. This is a great bonding idea. You can also tell the kitty is happy when the ears are pointing straight up and the tail is wiggling a bit from base to tip. The fur is smooth and lies flat. If it's purring and showing you its tummy, it must be really happy and trusts you a lot. The stomach is their most vulnerable spot. Cats' tear ducts can produce real tears, but they never cry emotionally. They can do it because of an allergy, clogged tear ducts, debris in their eyes, or other eyesight-related issues. If you started using a new carpet cleaner or detergent and your kitty tears up, the reason could be the chemicals and allergens it spreads. Smart kitties can produce crying-like sounds when they don't get enough of your attention. They figure out the owner can't stand those sounds and will pet them immediately. To prevent it, schedule playtime with your kitty every day, but only do it when it's quiet. Otherwise, it will cry again and again. When a cat is really feeling down, it loses appetite and interest in its favorite toys, hides from you, claws the furniture, or screams, no tears involved. Even with a bowl full of water, Captain Snuggles can never resist the drip, drip, drip sound of the tap. Cats inherited their love for running water from their ancestors. In the wild, standing water is more likely to have something harmful in it. Plus, even with their great night vision, cats can hardly see standing water. They find a drinking source thanks to their excellent hearing. If you try putting them by the bowl, they might feel vulnerable, sitting with their backs to other cats and the rest of the room. And whiskers brushing against the rim of the bowl isn't the best feeling. Tap water feels cooler, cleaner, and safer. Plus, it's so much fun to play with. If you don't share the enthusiasm, get your kitty a pet fountain. Love bites are one of the cat ways of showing you how much they adore you. Those little nips that don't break your skin remind them of those times their cat mama would nibble them while grooming. If you've been petting the kitty for a while and it starts swishing its tail or staring tensely too, love bites could be the enough signal. Cats have sensitive hair follicles, and too much pressure on those causes discomfort. Kitties start chewing on electrical cords out of curiosity. Once they try it and it feels good, they'll do it again and again. You can spray the cords with citrus scent or bitter apple, or wrap them in a rubber cord protector to stop them from this dangerous habit. If your older cat who's never done it before starts chewing on cords, it might be a dental problem. Now, cats freak out when they see a cucumber, because it looks too much like their longtime enemy, snakes. They are naturally programmed to jump up in the air to protect themselves from a bite. Anything that looks similar, from toys to eggplants, causes a similar reaction. So never show them things like that for fun. It can mess up their mental health. Your kitty likes to drink out of the toilet because it believes the water in there is more yummy. Go figure. They aren't big fans of the water that's been sitting in their bowl all day and warmed up to room temperature. When you flush, you let the new water in that's cooler and has more oxygen. Cats also find swirling water entertaining and can't resist the curiosity to taste it afterwards. The smartest of them have even learned to flush the toilet to put on that show. Cats love messing with toilet paper because it activates their natural hunter instinct. They need to exercise it and can't resist something fluttering in the air. When the paper unrolls, it becomes even more fun for them, and they can't stop. Now, if that bothers you a lot, you gotta keep the bathroom door closed or put a cat guard on the toilet paper roll. If you start petting your cat and it purrs and drools in response to it, it's absolutely content, relaxed, and loving you. Kitties rub on their mommy's tummy before they get milk. When they grow up, petting reminds them of those good old times, and they might drool in anticipation of a milk meal. If the drooling goes on for too long and isn't caused by petting, the kitty might be sick. Cats often knock things off tables and bookshelves to let out their natural hunter and explorer drive. The only way they can test a new object is patting, swatting, and knocking it down with their paws. Things that roll after falling make them playful. Once a cat notices you never ignore the sound of a falling something, they might start dropping things on purpose to get your attention. Cats are obsessed with yarn because it's another perfect way to express their wildest instincts. When their wild relatives are after prey, it looks like they're playing with it. They do it until they feel it's weak enough. Felines love stretching for the same reason as humans. It's a good way to increase blood flow, and they feel like new after it. Their wild ancestors used stretching as a warning sign to prey and other predators. Cats can stay still for a long time, and a good stretch of all their muscles is what they need to jump back into action. If a kitty climbs on your lap, kneads on it, and then turns its rear end directly into your face, it's trying to tell you how much it loves you. Gee, thanks. When cats meet, one of them holds up its tail, and everyone else is welcome to come up and rub against it. They sniff each other's rear ends because there are scent glands that can tell them a lot right there. Once your kitty shows you that curious spot, rub it. It wants to share its scent with you and officially make you part of its group. In a world run by cats, there would be no closed doors. Their natural curiosity always makes them dream of getting on the other side to see what smells so good or what sounds so exciting. Cats see the entire home as their territory. When you limit the access to a part of their territory, they get angry. Plus, they know there will be more human staff out there to play with them and possibly more food sources. Felines like to jump up on the table right onto the papers you're working on or a book you're reading to get your attention. They don't go to school or have jobs. They notice you mostly move around and go after this opportunity to catch you still. It's also a way for your kitty to mark its territory and claim you. If that's becoming a problem, buy a cat tree and put it right next to your desk. This way, you'll be able to pet the cat and work at the same time. Call it multi-kitty tasking.